This short Dare audio is to be played anytime you're in the heated moment of very high anxiety or panic. When anxiety has suddenly spiked, go straight to the third step of Dare, the run towards step. Right now, I know you're feeling so uncomfortable and scared as that sense of dread and panic hang over you. But don't worry, I'm going to talk you through this. You're going to be absolutely fine. You have nothing to fear. You will push through this. We're going to do this together, you and me, right now. Anxiety arrives in waves, and your wave of anxiety is about to peak and subside. Trust me on that. The wave of panic or anxiety you're feeling right now is not going to last forever. It's not going to cause you to faint or pass out. It's not going to stop you from breathing. It's not going to cause a heart attack. Your body is well able to handle this. Think of all the panic attacks you've had in the past, and you came through them fine. All those times you were convinced that this was the big bad one that would finally push you over the edge, that would kill you. But it didn't. This is no different from those times. Don't let anxiety trick you into thinking any different. This is nothing more than a vigorous workout for your body. Trust me when I tell you that, as uncomfortable as everything feels right now, in a few moments, you're going to be feeling a lot better. It's just me and you here. We're a bit like two surfers standing on the beach about to run into the ocean and together ride this wave of anxiety that you're feeling. I'm coming along for the ride. I want you to get excited by the idea of riding this wave out. You do that by repeating to yourself, I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. It doesn't matter if you feel terrified, fake it. Just telling yourself you feel excited creates the right mental shift to happen. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. Now, if your situation allows it, lift one foot onto its toes and start to bounce your leg. If you can stand up, do so and shake your arms and shake your hands out. Shake and move yourself about like a sprinter before a race or a boxer shadow punching before a prize fight. Tell yourself you're excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. You should be excited. We're about to ride the wave out. I know you feel scared right now, but trust me, this feeling will pass. It's not going to get worse. You're not in any danger. Just get as comfortable as you can with this great discomfort. The sensations that are terrifying you right now are just sensations of an aroused nervous system, nothing else. The trick is not to try and stop the sensations, but to flow with them. Go spaghetti, let your body feel loose and limp. You can sway or rock ever so slightly from side to side. Create a sense of movement in your body. Let the emotions and the sensations run freely through you. Now we're going to run towards this wave of anxiety and ride it out using the 21 second countdown. This is a very powerful way of running towards your anxiety. You do this by telling your anxiety that you're not going to waste any more time with any of its idle threats and that it has 21 seconds to do its worst. 21 seconds to get as bad as it's going to get. But if after 21 seconds nothing has happened, it must stop making empty threats. So whatever the issue is that you fear, it must happen within that 21 second time frame. You demand it to happen. If your heart is going to explode, then it's got 21 seconds to do so. If you're going to stop breathing, then 21 seconds. If you're going to faint, 21 seconds. But absolutely no more time than that. By setting a specific time frame, you turn the table and establish clear boundaries of control. In short, you call anxiety's bluff. If it were a poker game, you'd be asking your anxiety to show its hand. This works because it places you in charge of the experience instead of getting tossed around by the sensations of panic and anxiety. It's a very subtle switch in perception that enables you to re-establish control. You say to yourself, I'm not going to waste any more time and energy worrying about panic attacks. I've had enough. I'm going to be generous and give you, anxiety, 21 seconds to get as bad as it's possible to get. But if after 21 seconds are up and nothing has happened, then sorry, the opportunity has passed. Now in a moment, we're going to start counting down from 21 together. But we're going to do it nice and slowly. We're not going to rattle it off as fast as we can. Let's tease it out like you did when you were a child playing a game and you never wanted to reach zero. Teasing it out is key because it allows you to feel more generous. You're giving anxiety every chance possible to do its worst. Let's do it together right now. Are you ready to surf this wave? Trust me, you're in good hands. You can do this and you are safe. Let's go. 21, 20, 19, 18. Come on, anxiety. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13. Come on, anxiety, get worse. I demand it. 12, 11, 10. You're running out of time now. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Okay, anxiety, we're going to give you a chance and go really slowly now for the last bit. 2 3/4, 2 1/2, 2, 1 3/4, last chance, 1 1/2. Can't wait any longer. 1 0. Sorry, too late, anxiety. We're out of time. Well done. You've been as generous as you could be with your anxiety, but it's very apparent that it's another false alarm. And anxiety has just been wasting your time again. Yes, your body will still feel very on edge, but you can trust now that it will no longer escalate into a heightened state of panic. You might also feel a hot flush around now as the anxiety winds down and the wave of stress hormones clear. You can really trust that there is no threat and that you are safe. Incredibly, you've bravely demanded that a panic attack should happen, and it didn't. You demanded that the sensations you feared most should do their worst, and nothing. You rode the wave instead of letting it toss you around. You are still alive and well and in one piece. You can feel really good because you've shattered the illusion of threat that was hanging over you like a dark cloud. You can see that the panic attacks never had anything of substance to ever threaten you with in the first place. The game is up and the panic was bluffing. Now is another great time, if your situation allows it, to shake your body out. Shake your arms and bounce your legs. We shake in order to release the buildup of nervous energy in your body. If you can go exercise, it'd be a great time to do that now. If not, just get some water and place your attention back on something that grabs your interest. This is where you use the final step of DARE and engage with life again, leaving that anxious experience behind. It's not uncommon for another smaller wave of anxiety to arrive soon after, like aftershocks. And if they do, just start this audio again and repeat it over. I'm very proud of you. You faced your anxiety and panic head on. You rode the wave clean out. Only a person who has experienced panic attacks can truly appreciate how courageous a thing this is to do. You're a very brave person in my eyes. Give yourself the credit that you deserve. Tap yourself on the shoulder. Go on, really tap yourself on the shoulder right now. Well done. Each time you tackle your anxiety in this manner, your bravery and courage will strengthen. You're finding your freedom again.